So thanks again, thanks again, guys, for joining us in studio today. We got Moose Weeks and Zeus McClurkin.
Woo! Look at them! Oh my gosh!
from the Globe Trotters. Yeah. It's good to have you guys in town. I know you guys are running around as you globe trot, as you do what you do. Absolutely. So you're in town for a few days. What exactly do you guys see your roles as? I know you're basketball players first, but you there's so much more to that, to being a Globetrotter. How do you see your job?
Well, I love being a Globetrotter for one. You know, we've been known as Goodwill Ambassadors for the last 90 years. So we're upholding that tradition, and we've been stepping it up a notch further by partnering with The Great Assist. And so what that is basically when we're in your city, we encourage fans to go online, greatassist.com. If you see anybody, a family, or a cause worthy of our help, you know, we'll let us know by signing in, and then we'll do our job to do help.
So Zeus, we talked about a little bit, but before we came in, you guys, you know, you're content creators as much as anything now in the 21st century, when you're dealing with Twitter and you're dealing with YouTube, and you guys are trying to get a new generation, you know, aware of the Globetrotters. Probably their parents, maybe their grandparents know the brand. It's been around for 90 years, but what is it on you guys in terms of, you know, finding stuff that you know is going to work, is going to connect with that next generation?
Everybody on the Globetrotters team is an extremely talented individual. So you really never know when something amazing is going to happen. So we keep our cameras rolling just about all the time. And like you said, Noah, you hit it on the head. In this digital age, it's cool to have that contact with our fans and for them to be able to connect with us. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Julian McClurkin. But
no, shamelessly self-promote. This is what this is here for.
Moose is loose. 4-5 Once again, Moose is loose. 4-5 on Twitter.
But I mean, not just on Twitter. You can see us also on Instagram. I'm at menjulian5.
At the Moose 4-5.
So we connect with our fans all the time, though. We're taking pictures everywhere that we go, and we're telling people tag us, hashtag Harlem Globetrotters. Yes. And we just try to make sure that they're able to interact with us, and we can communicate with them and tell them when we're coming to a city near them. And you know, as you know, we're playing 330 games this year in 260 cities. So that's a lot of fans that we get an opportunity to connect with. And I think that's kind of why the Globetrotters have been around for the last 90 years. It's our interaction with our fans that sets us apart from the rest of sports. You know, of course, you're going to see high flying slam dunks. You're going to see half court trick shots when you come to our game this weekend. And you can log online to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for more ticket information. But our crowd interaction and fan interaction is unlike any other. We even have this special thing that you can do. You can purchase Magic Pass tickets. At the beginning of every game, we have about 30 minutes when we interact with our fans. You guys get a chance to come down. You can spin a ball on your finger, shoot a shot with us, take a picture.
Try on Globetrotter gear.
Try on our shoes.
It's probably a little loose on most people,
loose
I'd imagine.
With the moose.
Hey, you got to get loose with the moose now.
Absolutely.
Well, you talk about interaction and that being, you know, such a big part of your brand before we even got to kind of the internet age and all that. But I noticed on your website, every single player profile has an email link, has an email this mm-hmm. player. Yeah. I feel like that connection, it's, you know, when I was a kid, I could write in a letter to a pro athlete, and I might get a handwritten letter back. I remember I got one from a major league outfielder, you know, in like the late 80s.
Yes.
But that's, they just can't respond to the volume anymore. Do you guys go through your emails? I mean, is that a daily thing? Is that a part of your life?
It's definitely something that we really pride ourselves on. It's not only just the fan interaction at the game when we're signing autographs for that 20 or 30 minutes after, but also being able to reach out, because, you know, sometimes we don't even know how our interaction with people, it really affects them. And so when you get letters from parents or kids saying, man, oh, I had a great time. Mm-hmm. I remember when you gave me your wristband and, yep. you know, I've worn it to school. I haven't taken it off or something like that. These little things, the way we can touch these people's lives, these kids' lives especially, and be a positive impact, we don't want to, you know, abuse that power. We want to definitely further it by sharing messages of ABCs of bullying prevention, or, you know, cheer programs where we're just trying to help build character with our youth. So it's definitely a great responsibility, and we don't take it lightly.
And we definitely respond to everything. You know, if you guys log online to HarlemGlobetrotters.com and you grab yourself some tickets for the game, and if you want to stop by and drop me or Moose a message, we will be sure to read that message and see if we can get back with you on that, because, you know, we're not too big superstars. Even though the Globetrotter brand has been around for the last 90 years and we're the world's most famous team, we really appreciate our fans.
So you mentioned you got four shows. Friday night, Eagle Bank Arena, 7:30. Saturday, here at Verizon Center at 1. Back at Eagle Bank, a little double dip that day. So that's Saturday night at 7:30. Also Sunday night, the 20th at 7:30. I know it's March Madness time. You guys are competing with that. I talked a little bit earlier, but Moose, you got your alma mater playing against Michigan State. You guys going to pull the upset?
Hey, man, I'm going to go for them. It's a tough battle, but you know, anyone worthwhile isn't a tough battle if it's not worth the fight. So, you know, I hope they go out and give it their all, and I wish them the best. Go Blue Raiders.
Well, I hope you get to watch between all your shows this weekend. Thanks again so much for joining us, and have a blast. I hope you guys enjoy the tour.
Thanks for having us. Hey, remember, it ain't no party like a Globetrotter party, so we'll see you there.